Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. And about 20-something hours from now, it starts Red October. And Hugh Douglas, good morning. We now know the opponent. And for the first time in the history of these two franchises, we're getting the Phillies and the Mets in the playoffs. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Let's go. Hey, I just want to say something real quick. You know, Hulk Hogan is a really bad person.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, outside of what we already know about Hulk Hogan, I was getting ready to watch the Netflix thing on Vince McMahon last night. Mm-hmm. But before I did, I wanted to kind of get some feedback from what's going on. And Hulk Hogan was a bad guy. I don't want to mess it up for anybody, but outside of the stuff that he did with his daughter and the stuff that we already know about him, he was just a skeevy dude, man. And that's kind of sad because I was a Hulk Hogan fan growing up. And, you know, there are certain things that you hear people say and you're like, you don't condone it, but you kind of let it slide mm-hmm. because of the child. No, he was a bad dude, man. He was just an overall bad person, man.
Yeah, the Hulkster, not what he was made out to be. Hopefully, Hugh Douglas, the Phillies are what they were made out to be because we got ourselves a challenge on our hands. So the Mets win last night. Look, that was in it. They have shown a lot of ability this year to come back late in games. They don't die, and here they are now. And Hugh Douglas, we now have ourselves the matchup. The Mets are in town tomorrow for the NLDS. And I feel it. I think you feel it. I think a lot of people out there feel it. There is a sense of nerves. There's a nervous energy in Philadelphia right now for a couple reasons. One, the expectations for the Phillies coming off the bye.
Super high. Anxiety. A little bit anxiety.
There's all of that. There's a World Series or bust thing to this. Now we have to face a rival that we know very well. There's a lot of familiarity. And we can be real about it. The Mets have a look like the Phillies had a couple years ago, right? Where they're hot, they're underdogs, and now they play a division team and all that. And I will start off by saying I have nerves. Like I'm not nerve free. I have them. Like I have a lot of nervous energy deep down about this series and about how this thing plays out. But I do believe, like when I just like take a deep breath, I do believe the Phillies are going to win this series. Let me just start off with this. I believe the Phillies are going to win the series. They're going to beat the Mets. They're going to move on to the NLCS. The Phillies are the better baseball team. The Phillies are at home. The Phillies have the best pitcher in the series, and he is on the mound tomorrow. It's the best pitcher in baseball the last 2 months. On the mound tomorrow, and they've got him for two starts. They have the better bullpen. They are rested. Yeah, the Mets are coming in hot, and they're going to bring some of their fans down here, and we'll talk about that. But Hugh Douglas, where are you this morning? Because it's okay to have nerves. I don't think, like today, I don't want to, I think it's almost over the top and make-believe if we say nerve-free. No, there's going to be some nerves. It's the baseball playoffs. Mm-hmm. Even the best teams sometimes don't win. It's the baseball playoffs. I have some nerves. I'm not going to lie to you guys today and pretend I am 1,000% confident. But I am more confident than nervous. I do believe the Phillies are going to win this series. And Hugh, the more we get closer, and I said yesterday, we might as well just embrace this thing because this is adding extra juice to the playoffs. Like we're pumped anyway.
Yes.
But the fact that it's the Mets, I can't wait to beat that team. I hate the Mets. I've always hated the Mets since I was a kid.
Mets.
The stinking Mets. They're annoying. They have annoying players. Pete Alonso's annoying. The dumb grimace thing is annoying. I can't wait to beat the Mets. I do have some nerves, but Hugh Douglas, I am confident the Phillies are going to find a way to get to the NLCS. Hugh, first thoughts as we get Phillies Mets.
Excitement.
All right.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the matchup. I'm excited for the Phillies. And let's just get it going, man. Heard JT Realmuto talking about his interview this morning. He kind of echoed some of the same things that Ruben told us yesterday.
Yep.
Got to play small ball. You got to move runners, and you got to play good defense. Simple. Just keep it simple. I think this team is focused, and it's just exciting to finally figure out who you're going to play. I think a lot of times when it comes to being nervous and being a little timid like I was yesterday, it's all about because you don't know who you're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know who we're going to play, and I'm excited for it. That game really didn't get exciting until like the seventh inning.
And then, boy, did it.
Yes. Whew. So I think that this team, the Mets, even though they're one of the hottest teams, they were playing off a lot of emotion, And when you look at the series that we had against the Mets, I know it was 7-6, but look at the three losses that we took. Out of the six losses, three of them was by Taijuan Walker.
That's a very fair point.
And he ain't out there.
No,
he's
going to be the same place I am tomorrow, in the stands, watching the game. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Look, the stage is set now, and the Mets story is, you know, we know it now. They're hot. They have been one of baseball's best teams since the beginning of June. They've got some sort of magic carpet ride thing going on. I get all that. But here's what I also get. The Phillies have a Zach Wheeler. They don't, which is ironic because they obviously developed Zach Wheeler and he started with them. They don't have a Zach Wheeler. We have the best pitcher in the series. The bullpens, and we know the baseball playoffs come so much down to bullpens. The Phillies bullpen is way, way better than the Mets. I will take the Phillies bullpen every single game of the series versus whatever the Mets have out there. It's a better bullpen. I think this lineup is just as deep. They're pretty similar kind of lines, but we got Bryce Harper, and we have enough here with Schwarber and Harper to score enough runs to win this series. And I also think, Hugh, even though it didn't play out yet in the postseason, this is the one place home field advantage seems to still matter in baseball. It didn't matter in Milwaukee, didn't matter in Houston, didn't matter in Baltimore. This is a place where home field advantage matters. And if I'm guessing right on this, tomorrow is going to sound like a jungle. It is going to be a different kind of atmosphere there. And I know the Mets are used to it, right? They play a lot of games here each year. You know what the Mets have never played, though? They've never played a playoff game in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's going to hit a little different tomorrow. And I think that's the sentiment that everybody has when they talk about this team. It's different at CBP, and the people are going to be excited. I've never been to a baseball tailgate. And I don't know. I might walk through the parking lot just to see if I can kind of find one because I've never experienced one of those.
You'll find one.
Especially in a playoff situation. So, yeah, that should be pretty fun. Tomorrow's going to be fun, man. It's going to be super exciting.
It is. The nerves are there, but the confidence is there more. 215-592-9494. Get on board here. Let's discuss this thing. We'll talk through the emotions today. We got a lot of it. Nervous energy, confidence. I am confident they're going to win the series. Do I have some nervous energy? Yeah, I mean, I do. I can't lie to you guys. I do have some nervous energy. But I keep coming back to this. I come back to what I thought in spring training, listening to the Phillies talk. They've talked since spring training about winning the World Series. This team is built to win the World Series. They know it. I know it. You know it. This is the year for them to win the World Series. I don't have to sit here and tell you what you know already about the age of this team, about where their stars are in their trajectory of their career. We all see it. They're in their 30s.
In the twilights.
Father Time is undefeated. Everybody knows. Deep down, this is the Phillies' year to win the World Series. And I can't believe, Hugh, they would let the Mets ruin that.
Not the
stinking Mets. I know they're hot, but it's not going to matter at the end. 215-592-9494. The Phillies, I picked them to win the World Series in March. My mind has not changed. This team's going to have a parade down Broad Street in November. Now, is the road going to be, you know, lined up with challenges? Yeah, and I consider the Mets a challenge.
That's definitely a challenge.
That's a good baseball team. They've got a lot of mojo going, but the Phillies will find a way. 215-592-9494. All right, Kyle, and we know Kyle has he's been going through the emotions here. I mean, he really has the last couple days.
Yeah, he's been in his feelings.
Yeah, Kyle, where are you? As we now know, it is the Mets coming to town.
Yeah, I'm eyeing up the Schuylkill,
okay,
that bridge over there. Mm-hmm. I tried to fake it yesterday. I can't hide it anymore, man. Like, I'm not going to make it to Saturday. I'm so nervous. Like, all those things that you mentioned about how, like, this has to be the year, that's what's killing me. Like, we have everything to lose in this series. It feels like the Mets have nothing to lose in this series. And I agree with you. Like, we are the better team. We have the better pitching. All of that stuff. You know what, though?
Mm.
That might not matter. This is the MLB postseason. Like, we've seen for years now, none of that stuff matters. Like, anything can happen in this weekend, these two games at home, this entire five-game series. Like, we saw it last night. We saw it in the Mets-Brewers series. Like, the Mets don't die. I just, like, I don't know. I'm going through every single range of emotion in my head. Like, I'm trying to get excited. This is coming from a place, though, of, like, I just really, really, really want, I need them to win this series. I need them to win the World Series. And it's all just weighing on me. Like, the nerves are absolutely killing me. I'm sorry. I can't fake it.
It's all right. Listen, maybe we can get you out of this before 2 o'clock today. 215-592-9494. Again, we're not going to, like, beat you up if you're nervous today. It's okay. We're going to talk through this. We're gonna, as a show, come together and have some confidence by 2 o'clock. I have confidence. They're going to win this series. I respect the Mets. I respect what they've done. And Kyle's right. Baseball playoffs are weird. Weird things happen. But I keep coming back to this. They have Zach Wheeler. They have Bryce Harper. They have Kyle Schwarber. And the Mets, while good, Hugh, they're also, they got to be a little bit gassed here.
They have to be.
Edwin Diaz, who's their closer, has thrown 105 pitches since Monday. They used, I believe, the guy, I think David Peterson, their left-handed pitcher, was going to pitch tomorrow. He came in the ninth inning yesterday. Like, Hugh, they had to throw the kitchen sink out there to get to where they are now.
Yeah, that's a lot.
While the Phillies have been able to rest this bullpen, get Wheeler ready to go, get Harper a week of rest, like the Phillies, tomorrow at least, are in a good spot to get off on a good start.
Yeah, that's a lot for the Mets. And I think that that emotional roller coaster that they were on last night, that's a little taxing because that game wasn't decided to the end, really. I mean, it was didn't really get going, I should say, until the seventh
inning. I mean, it's one of the most dramatic postseason winner-take-all ninth innings ever.
Yeah, man. So I think that is going to take a toll. And then coming to town here, you know, having that day of travel, having a day off, but still.
Yep.
We just need to get off to a fast start. I think that's important. We can't – when you have a team like the Mets, I think it's important to put your foot on their neck early and just try to get out to have some solid pitching, get them out early, and put some runs on the board early in the game and just remove all doubt that they got a chance of winning this game.
Let's hear from John Middleton talking about how this team, this year, this group is in a better spot than it was the last couple years.
Well, I think if you look at the 07 through 11 team and you look at the 80 team, I think each of those teams, and I would say the same thing about our team, I think we've gotten better every year. I think this is a more complete team. The you know, roster from top to bottom is better. You know, we've kept the top, we've raised the bottom, the average is higher. I think there's experience matters. And Nick made a point about what we did in the offseason is we knew the players could do this, and the players now know each other better. They understand each other better. I think it's a more cohesive team today than it was in 22. So I think all of those ways, and look, this is a sport where the interaction between players is especially important because you're playing 6 out of 7 days with them, and so you're constantly with them, and I think that chemistry is really, really important.
Well, it is, and the Phillies have that now. They also have Bryce Harper coming off a week where he could rest that elbow, that wrist. He was on yesterday with the afternoon show. Here's what Bryce said about how he feels heading into October.
How are you feeling? You know, we heard about you're dealing with some elbow stuff, dealing with some wrist stuff, and got some time to rest it up. How is that?
Yeah, definitely been feeling it a little bit, you know, obviously in the second half. But I feel good. I feel ready to go. Mentally, physically, I feel prepared to start on Saturday and, ready to get this thing rolling.
Let's go. We're getting this thing rolling tomorrow. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Where are you? Confident? Nervous? Where are the emotions as we get set for Game 1, Phillies-Mets at Citizens Bank Park? We kick it off with Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy Red October, man.
Oh, we're here now. Now it's time, Chris. What are you feeling, buddy?
Here's what I'm feeling. All right, before I get into this, you got a warning. If you have high blood pressure, suffer from anxiety, or just plain soft, you may want to turn your radio down. Kyle. Tomorrow, the gates at the bank will open, and a sea of great fans will flood the stadium with red. We'll bring our passion and our energy to support our gladiators if they do battle on the field. Red Towns will fill the air, and Wheeler stretch the bus lineup. The bang of the bell will ring out in Harper and Schwarber. Launch bombs into the sky. We'll send a message to the league. We're sending a message to the world. The Philadelphia Fight Phillies are here. Lock up your women and children. We're in. We'll be a purple stain on the grass. We're here to bring Mr. Middleton Trophy back to the city where it belongs. Back to our home. It's red. October. Let's go.
Yeah, I needed that. Kyle needed that.
That was awesome. How you feel, Kyle? You good?
No. Oh, come on.
Come on!
Oh.
Studio audience doesn't boo Kyle. 215-592-9494. Matt in West Deptford. Hey, Matt.
What's going on, guys?
Matt, what are you feeling,
what up,
buddy?
Man?
Listen, bring them. Bring them. I was worried. I didn't want to face them. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was saying, hottest team. Listen, there's no better effing team to come in to send them home, them scumbag fans. I want the Mets. I ain't worried. We got to beat the best to get to the best. They are one of the best teams now. Bring them. They ain't ready for the bank.
Well, Matt, I don't think they are either. Look, they're battle tested, but they've never played a playoff game here. As many games as this team play against each other, there's a different
it's a different atmosphere.
It is.
Like, no question about that.
A game in August, a game in July or May is not like it is in October.
Nah, and it's going to be loud and it's going to be intimidating.
Yeah,
that's
Matt,
the fun part about
Matt,
it.
Matt, tomorrow is going to be different. The Mets, for as much as they've played here before, they haven't experienced this.
Now, and listen, you could see yesterday, other than the ninth inning, all their hits was just Lindor. They've been playing every single night. The bullpen has to be tired. I ain't worried, man. Let them come in. Let them think whatever. There has to be 1 year. Both wildcard teams can't just keep making it to the NLCS, ALCS. You know what I'm saying? Something has to give. We're the better team. I am not worried. I can't wait till 4-8. I cannot wait. I haven't been like this for a while, but I am all in. Screw the Mets. They're scumbag fans. Everything about New York, F them.
Matt, appreciate the phone call. I'll tell you what, he's right about that. And I've thought this for the whole year when we've talked about the bye and the rust. Eventually, this is going to even out. Like this idea that the hot team, the team that had to play versus the team that had the rest, eventually the better team's going to start winning these series. And I think it starts with the Phillies. Now, we'll see what happens with the Dodgers and the Padres and the Yankees and the Royals and Cleveland and Detroit. We'll see what happens with the other series going on starting tomorrow. But like, it's not going to happen every single time where the team that plays in the wild card series keeps beating the team that has rest. The Phillies were better than the Mets this year. There's a reason for it. They have more good players. They have a deeper lineup. They're going to win this series. Now, is this going to be nail-biting? It might, Hugh. I'm not expecting the Phillies to go out and roll them three straight and we're dancing and celebrating by Monday.
No, not this in three
is gonna,
straight.
Yeah, this is going to be a challenge.
Not in three straight, but I expect some phenomenal things tomorrow because this is all that anybody's talked about all week long. You know, we had the simulated game that we played the other day. I should say they played the other day. Look at me.
Were you out there?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I wasn't. Like I got a mouse in my pocket. That's what it is. I think they're focusing. That's all they're talking about. They know that they have to get off to a strong start.
Yep.
That has been the sentiment throughout this whole time off. They know what's being said, and they know what's going to happen if they do get off to a rocky start. They're going to talk about everything that Brad Snicker talked about last year, especially if it goes south. So you don't want that to happen. They are strong believers in the fact that rust versus rest thing that is non-existent. So they know that they have to go out there and prove the Braves wrong. It's a lot. That's a lot riding on this first one, man.
Everything. You know, the Phillies in their history, Hugh, have never won a playoff series without winning game one. Every single playoff series the Phillies have won in their history has been with a game one victory. I mean, tomorrow is crucial, and I expect Zach Wheeler to pitch well. Of all the reasons to have concern, doubt, wherever you are, one of them cannot be Zach Wheeler. The guy has been incredible. He had a tough start, I think it was the last week of July against the Yankees, and since then, he has just dominated. I mean, to the point where he put himself back in the Cy Young race, even though he looked like he was way behind Chris Sale. I trust Wheeler tomorrow. He's going to pitch well. And the other thing, he's got a little payback against the Mets.
Let him go.
They let him go. And then, Hugh, when they let him go, their GM at the time, who's since long gone, but he kind of threw some cold water. Yeah, he's like, yeah, he had a half a good season. Like, basically, like,
he wasn't good enough.
He ain't that good. Yeah. And since he got here, he has been phenomenal. Let's go to Steve in Bridgeton. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. What's up, guys?
What's up, Steve?
So, you know, I think I called you guys on opening day. I gave my prediction, Phillies, Baltimore. That didn't go so well, did it?
Well, they both made the playoffs, but you're right. The Baltimore angle's over.
All right. So my concern is we got to get off to a hot start. We got to score early. And if we don't, you know how Arizona beat us with the sliders off the plate, high fastballs?
Yep.
They're going to do that if they get ahead. So if Kevin Long and anybody on the Phillies, Dave and Rob is listening, change the approach at the plate and play small ball and throw the home runs in. That's what they got to do. small ball early, then throw in the home runs, get lights out pitching from the bullpen and starters. That's what they got to do to win.
Steve, I agree. And you know, here's what they also have to do, and it goes what you're saying. Early in the game, don't chase. Take the pitches.
No,
you know, take a walk. Because the Mets' bullpen is their weakness. So if we can get those starters' pitch count up and get to the bullpen, I think it'll work out. Like, early in the game, if they're throwing a pitch a little bit off the outside, just take the pitch, Trey. Don't swing.
Exactly. That's how Arizona beat us in 6 and 7 last year. They threw off the plate, and they got the big bats chasing. They made Rojas, Stott, and Marsh beat them. Now, this time, they got to think small ball ahead. Get on base. If it's off the plate, lay off of it. If anybody's listening on the team, coaches, take this as advice. Small ball will win this series.
It will.
Home runs will come in.
It will. Defense, small ball. Steve, we appreciate it, buddy.
That's what they've been talking about all week, though.
It has. Well, defense was a huge part of the wild card series. Even the game ended last night. That play by Lindor at shortstop was outstanding. He the way he fielded it, and then he realized he couldn't, you know, toss it a second. He had to run himself, tag the base, and throw to first. Defense will matter. You hear that, Hugh? That's Chase Utley right there.
I hear it.
And he hates the Mets, as do all of us. Welcome back, Midday Show. 215-592-9494. All right, confident or nervous, where are you as we head into the series? But Hugh, before we go any further here, we need to ask something of our audience. And we don't do this often.
What do you need to ask?
Well, we need to ask everyone out there to take a pledge with us. You ready for this, Hugh Douglas?
What's the pledge?
Well, we know what's going to happen here. This is just a product of proximity. You mentioned the Turnpike series, right? There's,
yes,
I'm sure, a good amount of Mets fans right now on the secondary market trying to buy some tickets for this weekend.
Trying to get here.
And there's only so much we could do about
that. Probably going to come down anyway,
yep,
even if they don't have tickets.
Yeah, they might. So here's what we need to do. This is a pledge we need to ask you to do. Number one, and first and foremost, if you're going to sell your tickets, make sure they go to someone who's rooting for the Phillies. That's number one. But the second part of this, Hugh, is if you are going to one of the next two games, and I will be there tomorrow for game number one, we have to mute the Mets. We cannot let whatever amount of fans they have in there, and we're not going to be naive about this.
I think you need to be specific when you say mute the Mets.
Mute the Mets. Well, we have to be louder than
okay,
them. We
yeah.
cannot let their fans.
Because people might take mute as, like, you know, punching somebody
no,
in the
no,
mouth.
No, 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 no. We don't condone
do
violence.
Yeah,
not on the show.
Don't
no,
do
no,
that.
No, no, no. This is about how loud we're going to be. We cannot let the Mets fans, however there are, 5,000, 6,000, whatever, more, I don't have no idea. We cannot let them be heard. The worst part of the Sixers-Knicks series was how loud those stinking Knicks fans were. We can't have it. Tomorrow, I don't care if the game is tied or whatever, or 1-0 Mets in the third inning. We cannot let them be loud. We have to drown them out. I cannot let home field advantage, which is the best in baseball, be mitigated by stinking Mets fans. Cannot have it happen. Hugh, you're coming tomorrow. Are you taking the pledge?
Yes, I am.
I need you to be loud,
Hugh. I'm not going to be yelling.
No, 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 no. Take the pledge, Hugh.
If I see Mets fans yelling, can I just look at them intimidatingly?
Yes, you could. That works, actually.
Can I do that?
That might be your best attribute right now.
I'm not much of a yeller.
Okay. Just stare at them.
And just shake my head.
I think that would actually work really well.
Yeah, because it's like you're disappointed in them. Like, you don't know how to act when you go out in public.
Kyle, are you taking the pledge?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, the absolute let. Like, part of the reason that I'm, like, so horrified about this whole series, it's everything. Just, you know, not only us losing, but, like, could you imagine, like, having to hear it?
Oh, no.
From Mets fans.
No, I can't do it.
After all of this,
I cannot do it.
Take it.
We have to mute the Mets. 215-592-9494 to hop in, confident or nervous, and we need you to take the pledge. If you are going to one of these games on Saturday or Sunday, you cannot let the Mets fans get loud. Every time you hear them cheer, you have to be louder. I can't let it happen. Like, I'm going to be there tomorrow. If I don't have a voice on the show Monday, I apologize in advance, but I'm going to do my best.
You're going to be yelling and screaming?
I'm going to be yelling and screaming.
I
cannot. Not let Mets fans come here and be louder than us. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
Confident. Excuse me. Confident. Sorry about that. Yeah. So here's the thing. The Phillies have been at or near the top of the league, Major League Baseball, all year long. And the Mets got in with a pretty good run in August, or, you know, August and September. They had to use a starting pitcher last night to get them to finish that game off. I don't have any worries about – we got Zach Wheeler going first. And I really don't have any worries at all. I mean, there's just nothing. I mean, I'm confident that Harper's going to be Harper. And hopefully these last 4 or 5 days gave him some rest, his wrist and his elbow, which I knew, I had a feeling that was the problem all year, or, you know, for the last half of the season. Because he hits, but he doesn't have power. So it had to be something physical going on with him. So I'm hoping this rest days really help him out.
I think it will, Jeff. You know, obviously the bye can go one of two ways. You can get rusty, you can get a little bit cold with the bats, yeah. Or, and I think it applies to this team, it's a little bit of an older team, and I think 4 or 5 days off and, you know, like playing that one simulated game, I think it's going to be good for all their bodies. I mean, you think about the other side, Jeff, the Mets. I mean, I mentioned earlier, Edwin Diaz has thrown 104 pitches since Monday. Meanwhile, Jeff Hoffman is sitting there resting his arm.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to get to that next. Diaz, along with his brother that pitches for the Reds, both of them are up and down.
Yep.
They're not consistent at all. And he basically had to use everything they had to get past the Brewers yesterday. And I just don't feel confident that they have anything left when they get here. Plus, they've never played here. They've never played in this atmosphere. And I don't care if they bring some fans down or not. We're going to drown them out, for sure.
Well, we're going to mute the Mets, Jeff. We're going to mute the Mets. Mute the Mets, Jeff. We appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, Hugh, there's different ways you could look at it. I mean, the Mets could have that adrenaline still, or there could be a natural come down from what happened last night. Like, sometimes in sports, when a team has a dramatic win, like the Mets winning in the ninth inning last night, it's tough to get back up that next game.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow... There's a lot of reasons why tomorrow's a must-win. They can't lose a Wheeler start, but tomorrow feels like the day for the Phillies to get the Mets before they get their sea legs back under them, maybe the rest of the
series. You want to get the momentum going quickly, man, and the one thing that you don't want to do, especially since you've had a few days off, is to be caught up in that whole rest versus rust thing. So I think that's why it's important to get off to a good start. I think the guys are focused. I think what they're talking about doing is going to pay huge dividends for them because, like I said, I heard JT talking yesterday. He was talking about – telling guys or guys knowing not to, you know, take pitches, not to try to knock it out the park every time. Try to move runners when they're in scoring position and things of that nature. So they're focused on the task at hand. And basically, like Ruben said yesterday, they sound like they're going to play fundamental baseball. And I think that's important. And Ruben said it's important in the postseason to play fundamental baseball. If you can play good defense and move runners when they're in scoring position, you got a chance of winning.
I'd be more nervous if this was a out-of-nowhere Phillies team, right? Like, if this was their first run in the playoffs, they had never done this before. This is a group that's been together. They've done this for 2 straight years. They know the stakes. And
they've been through it before.
They have. And the other thing is, they were pretty annoyed at the Braves. You kind of make an excuse the last 2 years that the only reason you beat us was the bye. So I can't imagine the Phillies will have that kind of mentality, like, oh, well, we're cold because the bye. Like, they're going to be ready to go. 215-592-9494. Big V is in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man, what's up with all this negativity? What's up with being worried? You know who we are? We're the Fighting Phillies. It's Red October, baby. Get stop the music, Kyle. That's my man. The New York Mets fans, you think you coming in here and cheering? You coming into the loudest house in Major League Baseball. So sit down and stick a decent Watson in your mouth. You're going to get hit with a stingy defense, stingier than your high school girlfriend. You're going to get
hit with a strong analogy.
And the next thing you know, the Red Bomber, Kyle Schwab, he's gonna knock it out the park. He's coming in here thinking you're gonna win. Think again. We're the Fighting Phillies. We're used to being underdogs, and we fight to the death. The Phillies, go!
Stingy than your high school girlfriend.
There we go.
That was strong.
You think he wrote that one out in advance, or that just came out?
That is not off the cuff. Mm. That's one that you thought about or you lived through. When you were in high school.
That's experience right there?
Yeah, that's experience. That was an experienced caller right there. That's a veteran.
Yeah, let's go to Joe in Doylestown. What's up, Joe?
Listen, I want to know why you guys are scared of the Mets.
Who said they're scared of the Mets
today? Who's scared?
It seems like everyone's nervous. Like, why?
Who sounded nervous?
I think some people are nervous, but I don't, Joe, I don't think everyone's nervous.
Literally just me so far today.
Yeah, I don't get the sense everyone's nervous. I think some people are, and I think that's understandable.
This is a day-to-day thing. We're not nervous today. Well, I'm not nervous today.
Go ahead, Joe.
You are the eternal optimist, without a doubt. But here's the thing. Like,
said it like
why
it's a bad
can't
thing.
We enjoy? Why can't we enjoy being the top dog? We are the top dog. You know what? if our bats are alive, we win. There's no doubt. Like, we just ride this thing and we go through it. Like, what are we worried about? Why is everybody getting nervous about Mets fans and this and that?
Well, I mean, Joe, I think they're going to win. Oh, hold on. I think they're going to win the series. I believe they're going to win the series. But let's not have false bravado here. We just watched this 2 years in a row, the opposite side. We're in the brave spot now, Joe. We are the team with the bye. We're the team that won the division. And we have a division rival coming in with some energy. I mean, we've seen this story before. I think there's reason to have that feeling.
And we like to be on that other side, right?
Of course,
on the Mets side.
Well, you know what it is? Right? I think it's a more comfortable and I think there's just this town would rather be the underdog than the favorite. I think that's true.
That's a Philly story.
Yeah, right. So that's why I think people are feeling, all sorts of weird emotions about this one. I get it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, when we're the big dog, let's be the big dog. Let's go out and dominate. Like, let's understand that we are the better team. Let's go out and say to people, you know what? We are the better team, and we're the better fans, and we're going to win this series and make the Mets cry.
Well, that's what I need. The Mets crying is that's comforting for me. Joe, it's a good phone call. Look, I don't think we don't need to have make-believe bravado. Like, if you're 1,000% confident, I envy you. I am confident. Do I have some nerves deep down? Yeah. Am I as nervous as Kyle? No, we all have different versions of this.
Kyle's being a little plant based today.
Kyle is being plant based, but he's not the only one. I mean, you could feel it this week. This thing, I think it's part of it is the week off. Part of it is we've done the other side of this story the last 2 years. Part of it is, and Kyle said it earlier, the baseball playoffs tend to be less predictable than, let's say, like the NFL playoffs or the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, because normally the hot teams or sometimes the teams that have the momentum, hot teams, same thing. They're the ones that tend to go deep.
Yeah, baseball is closer to hockey than it is the NBA in terms of like predictability
Speaking
in the playoffs.
Hockey, we got hockey next week. Like
Hugh, I
got
to be honest
hockey.
With you, I don't care right now.
You don't? I mean, well, I was just a thought.
I know. I haven't even thought about it. I'm so locked in.
No, I just thought about it when he said it. I mean, I'm not trying to kill the vibe. I just was like, wow, he said hockey. I was like, they played the last preseason
game
last night.
Well, hold on. Are you going to give me a season long bet to make?
Not yet. All right. I gotta go.
Got to do his research.
Yeah, I gotta do my research. I haven't put on my hockey hat yet. I just thought about it when you said it.
Is that what it's called? A hockey hat?
Hockey mitt?
Mask?
Yeah.
Pads.
There you go.
Pads on. Skates. Lace those skates up.
It's a great Friday.
So we expect Citizens Bank Park to be rocking tomorrow. John,
is it going
to
be warm?
Pretty warm for October. Yeah, I think it's like mid 70s tomorrow.
I'm trying to get my playoff fit. I got to figure out, my red October fit.
So you got any thoughts right now?
I don't know. I was thinking hoodie because I got the burgundy hoodie.
So the game starts at 4.
It's going to be a little cool.
It's mid-70s, but by the time the shadows roll in,
Maybe a little cool.
Yeah, I think you bring the hoodie. Maybe a star t-shirt, bring the hoodie.
Huh? You don't, as a guy, you don't bring a hoodie. Like, whatever you're wearing, you wear. You don't, bring extra clothes. That's what women do.
What do you mean? What if it's
like, who brings, what guy, I don't know a guy say, hey, might need an extra shirt, I'm going to bring one. Who does that? Wait, do guys do that?
Hold on a second. But if you know it's going to be chillier at night, but you're hot, why would you
wear it? So you wear it. Why you just you? Wear it.
But
you just wear it.
But why be hot at 4 o'clock?
No, but whatever you wear, I don't know anybody, any guy that is. I know women do that. They take like a sweater and they might carry it on their arms and they might fold. So, guys don't do that.
But wait a second. You are so insecure.
If you were,
no, I'm not.
Well, you are.
So you're
thinking about what other guys do.
No, but do you do that?
Maybe.
Do you take an extra shirt?
I prepare for the weather appropriately.
So wait a minute. Hold up.
Hold on. But wait a second. Let's say you say, I'm wearing my hoodie today.
Yes.
And then tomorrow at 4, the sun is beating down and you're kind of warm. You're not taking the hoodie off.
No, I'm going to rock that. I'm going to be
sweaty. You're stubborn.
No, I'm going to be sweaty up under my hoodie.
Why? You are literally wearing a towel over your bald head right now.
That's because my ears are greasy. Like, I wear it because my ears are super greasy. When I put lotion on, they're greasy and I don't want my headphones to be
all
greasy.
You come in here reeking of lavender and you want to start talking about what guys do.
You're talking about reeking. I smell good. I get compliments in the building when people are actually here.
Or HR emails. Yes. Either way.
It all depends. We still ain't figured that one out.
No, we have not. All right, 215-592-9494. Confident or nervous for this series coming up against the Mets? And are you willing to take the pledge? We need you to take the pledge. We need to mute the Mets. And I'm going to extend this. Like, if you're going to the game, I really need you to help mute the Mets. Be louder than them. If you are considering selling your tickets, make sure you sell them to someone who's a Phillies fan. And the other part about this is, if you see a Mets fan in town, just yell, "Let's go Phillies" at them. Like, we need to make sure.
Yeah, go Phillies.
Go Phillies. We need to make sure Mets fans do not feel comfortable at Citizens Bank Park. Will there be some here? Yes. We need to mute the Mets. 215-592-9494. Can we hear from John Middleton talking about the fans at Citizens Bank Park, and we expect a loud crowd tomorrow?
I wasn't there when the commissioner made this statement, but people who were told me about it. When he walked into the stadium in 22, he turned to some people and said, "I've never seen anything like this in my life." And it's, you know, that's, you got to try to put it in perspective like that. I mean, having grown up here, I'm not surprised by this because I've lived this since I've been 5 years old in person. But it's, you go to other stadiums and they say, "Oh, this is really..." People are, you know, excited, but you kind of look at me and say, "Well, that's like nothing to us."
You know what the coolest part is? No matter what the opponent was, who the opponent was, if it was the Brewers, tomorrow is going to be crazy at Citizens Bank Park. Hugh, I expect an extra. There's like an extra octave in terms of loudness tomorrow. Like the fact that it's the Mets, everyone hates the Mets. It's gonna add to it. It's like of all the playoff series we've had here the last few years, the Braves ones have been big and everyone hates the Braves, but we don't really have to deal with trying to drown out their fans, right? There's not many Atlanta fans that come to the games here. We know there will be some amount of Mets fans that sneak their way in the stadium tomorrow, and we gotta be louder than them. I expect this weekend to be as loud as any Philadelphia sporting event any of us have ever been at. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be bananas because people are excited. They've been waiting for this. We've been talking about it all year long, getting to this moment. Now it's finally here. Yeah, they're going to be frothing. They're going to be chomping at the bit tomorrow.
Yeah, they are. Let's go to Mr. Surehands is up on WIP.
Mr. Hands.
Yo, fellas. What's up,
man?
What's going on now?
How we doing,
Billy,
buddy?
All right, world-class eater. What's up with you?
What's going on, man?
I ain't nothing. Listen, man, we going to need you to keep ESP out the building until Kyle, Jackie, Fritz get their act together. This is Philadelphia. We don't fear anyone. Anyone. Bryce is coming out with a Shiesty and a Jason mask on. The Mets and the Metropolitan don't want no parts of this. South Philly, they got to come here.
They do, and Mr. Surehands, Bryce is ready for this. I mean, this is he's been the best postseason hitter in the last 2 years, and he has. I mean, Bryce Harper was built for this, Mr. Surehands. He's ready to go.
Just because we're not the underdogs, don't mean we're still not the hungry dogs. We run faster in Philadelphia.
I agree.
It's Red October, baby.
It's Red October. Joe.
Come on, man, with that scary stuff. Get it out the building. We're
being
not
so scared,
nervous.
Joe.
I'm not scared.
Kyle?
Kyle's scared. Yeah, I mean, that's obvious. Mr. Sherry, it's a good phone call. Yeah, Kyle's scared. I mean, I'm not sure where Jack is right now. We'll find out today at 2. And then I'm gonna do
it. It's not like he was coming out of it yesterday.
He's coming out, but now it's officially the Mets, so we'll see where he is. We're going to find out. The bottom line is, are the Phillies ready? Are we ready? Yes. Is the crowd going to be ready tomorrow at 408? Yes, they're going to be ready.
Probably get ready today.
Well, not just that. You know, that 408 is like that perfect time to get yourself ramped up before
lathered
you walk in. Yeah, all lathered up. And
it might be an Uber day.
Yeah, you better be. I mean, you better
be an Uber. Yeah, take an Uber. Get the Uber.
Let's go to Brandon in King of Prussia. Then we'll hear from Bryce about the bank. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, what's going on?
Brandon, what are you feeling, buddy?
Hey, Hugh, what time does your baseball team play tomorrow?
What are you talking about?
He's
taking a shot. He's taking a shot.
I'm taking shots fired. Listen. The stinking rat are coming to Philadelphia. Anybody that's scared, get out of the house. You said it, and I was waiting for you to say it, Joe. If you see a stinking rat Mets fan walking down the street, you roll your window down and you say, "Go Phil! This is our house, and this is our time to kick some butt. Let's get ready to shove a foot."
Yes.
Okay, which is time for a parade down Broad Street. If we think I'll take the Mets
and I'll take the Yankees in the World Series. I am not scared. I am here to fight. I am here to back up this team 100%, okay? We are the extra man in the building, and we need to get loud, and we need to stay loud, baby. 60s are time to kick some butt. Let's go, baby! It's
Brandon! Let's go, Brandon! See, Brandon's taking the pledge. Yeah, mute the Mets.
He took a shot at me, though. I'm in my feelings.
Oh, no, no. We got to move off feelings today.
Yeah,
we
got to move off feelings. I'm not, Hugh.
I need you to have confidence, Hugh. I can't.
I mean, I do, but I'm kind of. No, my feelings kind of hurt.
I can't have you in her feelings
over here.
The
whole Braves thing. It's not, I mean.
Well, then you know what you need to do tomorrow?
What?
You need to be front and center. They'll put you on the Jumbotron.
Oh, yeah.
Waving that rally towel.
Does that.
Screaming.
Does that look like what I do?
Well, tomorrow's a new day.
No, I can't do it, man. Can't do it.
Hugh.
Can't prostitute myself like that, running around, swinging a towel.
What
looking,
do you mean prostitute yourself?
That's just not the brand. I'm more reserved. I'm more cool, calm, and collected. It's not.
Hold on.
You know,
Once you walk into the jungle, forget cool, calm, and collected.
I'm going to have my jersey on.
And your sweatshirt in the heat, and you're going to be sweating stubbornness.
If I catch the Uber, I'm going to have me a couple surf sides in my system.
Well, then maybe you're more willing to get on the jumbo and wave that rally towel.
No, listen.
Oh, yeah, it's over.
I gotta get the gummy ratio and the surf side ratio just right so that I can make it.
It's a 2.5-3 hour game.
At 4 o'clock. Yeah. And you know, 4 o'clock, that's my sweet spot.
Sweet spot. 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
For nappy time. That's nap time.
Yeah,
that's the sweet spot.
Maybe I shouldn't count on you to lead charge. This is it's not gonna work out. Marty in Deptford. Is Marty a Mets fan?
Hello?
Marty.
Yes, I am.
All right, Marty. What's up? What do you got for us today?
Okay, well, I was a one-time Phillies fan, but I'm a Mets fan now.
How does that work?
You went to the Mets side of this thing?
I'm curious. How does that work?
You want to know?
Yes.
When I was a little kid, I got a baseball glove for my birthday, and I loved Richie Allen. We went to a Phillies game, and I tried to get his autograph.
And he hurt your feelings?
And what's that?
He hurt your feelings? He didn't sign it?
Oh, yeah. He jumped all over me, said, get the F away from me.
Yeah, that is not cool. That is not cool.
No, I side with Dick Allen on this one.
No, come on, Joe. Yeah. Not as the kid.
No,
not
I agree. This dude is a fraud. This is unbelievable.
Not young Marty. Not young Marty. That could scar young Marty for the rest of his life,
Dick Allen's one of the great hitters ever. Who's Marty?
But Marty was redemption. A kid. That was a Dick
and
Allen
now
fan.
He's a grown Mets fan.
A fraud kid.
Yeah, go ahead, Marty. We're just having fun.
Okay, tough crowd.
Don't you dare side with a Mets fan today. This is a playoff
eve. I'm not side with the Mets fan. I'm side with young Marty when he was a kid.
But Marty's not young kid Marty. Anymore. This isn't a grown-up Marty.
But when he was little, he was scarred.
when I was leaving, we went around the other side of the stadium. We were leaving, and we went by where the Mets were getting on their bus. And two guys saw me crying. So they walked over and talked to me. They're like, are you okay? What's the matter? I wanted a glove, you know, whatever, all this stuff. So I said, well, we'll sign your glove. I said, okay. Handed them the glove. First guy was a catcher named Jerry Grody. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Second guy was number 44. He was a rookie, Tom Seaver. And I've been a Mets fan ever since.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's a nice story. But what do you think about this series here, Marty?
That's what I'm saying. The way the Phillies have been playing, like the last few weeks, hasn't been super inspiring. When we played you guys, we beat Wheeler in that the last game we played against him.
Yeah, the Sunday night game. Yep.
Yeah, we beat him, and Bryce Harper struck out 9 times in a row in those last 2 games. So I don't know what's up with him, if his arm still hurts or what's going on, but you're going to need him to win this series. And what makes me – I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to say that the Mets are going to win. You know, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I look at it that the Phillies have been in first place since the beginning of the season. And we were pretty much thought for dead back even as late as May.
Yep.
And we came on strong, and they've been playing well. And we went, some of our hitters went through slumps, but of late, Nimmo's been hitting again. Alonso's been hitting a lot better. Iglesias is on fire.
Yeah, I know. He's annoying. I mean, you got look, the lineup's deep. Marty, we appreciate it.
I was wondering when you were going to get him off the phone.
I mean, I They have a good team. I mean, everyone knows that now. Also, Marty,
I feel bad for Marty.
I know you do. Can you take the empathy for the Mets?
You're sympathizing with Mets fans today. Cowboy Jim yesterday, Mets fans today.
I'm not sympathizing, but it's the kids, man. You got to be nice to the kids.
But he's not a kid anymore.
But did you hear him?
He once was, and he was scarred.
Everyone once was.
And he was scarred.
Good for him.
You can't scar
kids, the worst people you know. Hulk Hogan was once a kid.
Yeah, he did. He scarred. I was scarred. But I'm not jaded. See, Marty was jaded. So he was so jaded.
Marty's a fraud.
He left the team that he once rooted for because he got his feelings hurt.
No, that can't be acceptable.
But you can't hurt the kids. That's all I'm saying. You can't hurt the kids.
No one thinks you should hurt the kids. Now, in this instance, am I siding with Dick Allen over Marty? Yes.
Yes.
I see what you did, Joe. You think Marty did something to make Dick upset?
Didn't you hear his phone call? Marty was annoying. Probably an annoying kid, too. Yeah. Dick Allen probably, get out of here.
Marty was brutal.
Yeah,
so remember, kids, if you want one of your favorite players' autographs, just don't be annoying.
That's right. That's Daily Douglas for you. 215-592-9494. All right, we got all your calls coming up here. What's the emotion this morning? We know it's the Mets. We know it's the stinking Mets with Alonzo, who's just a goofball. Nimmo, who sprints to first base after walks. Lindor, who I actually really respect. He's a heck of a player. But they're annoying the Mets. That's the opponent here. What's the emotion? Is it confident? Is it nervousness? And we need you to take the pledge to mute the Mets. We know some of their fans are coming down here. I cannot have, for the next 2 days, Mets fans being heard. I want everyone in Citizens Bank Park to drown out that noise. Mute the Mets.